Good evening, everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning. 大家好，欢迎在新年的第二天来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。And today we introduce you a Vienna Philharmonic New Year's Concert. And as we all know that it has been a long time and Philharmonic tradition at the New Year to present a program consisting of the lively and at the same time nostalgic music from the vast repertoire of Johann Strauss family and its contemporaries. These concerts not only delight the audience in the Musikverein in Vienna, but also enjoy great international popularity through the worldwide television broadcasters.Which now reach over 50 countries. 在今天的节目当中呢，为大家介绍关于维也纳新年音乐会的发展历史，同时播放一些音乐会的片段。每年当地时间1月1号上午，也就是北京时间1月1号18点，在奥地利首都维也纳的金色大厅呢，就会被鲜花装点的分外秀丽。维也纳新年音乐会呢，在全球的瞩目下举行，演出的曲目呢，是被称为圆舞曲之王的小约翰施特劳斯及其家族的音乐作品，由世界历史悠久、素质最高超的乐团维也纳爱乐乐团演奏。新年音乐会展示的是人类最文明、最欢快、最明亮的侧面，高雅、轻松、豪华、热烈是维也纳新年音乐会的最大特点。那每年的指挥呢，其实是受全球瞩目的。去年的指挥家呢是法籍的乔治·普莱特 （George Pratt）。Vienna Philharmonic New Year's Concert 2010 also was George Pratt. The Vienna Philharmonic New Year's Concert was conducted for the second time by this French conductor. And for the past 47 years, George has conducted regularly in Vienna, and his work with the Vienna Philharmonic has encompassed the same second time. Due to the television and radio broadcasted in more than 70 countries, the New Year's concert is, in terms of its international coverage, the largest classical music event in the world. The Vienna Philharmonic is an orchestra in Austria regularly considered of the finest in the world. Now let's take a listen to Johann Strauss' Bluelet Polka Frances. 接下来呢，我们一起来欣赏约翰施特劳斯的火花波尔卡。 年是全世界人民共同的节日，人们庆祝新年的方式有各种各样，但世界各大城市都不约而同的会有一场高水准的音乐会，在轻松美妙的音乐中宣告新的一年的开始。今年举行音乐会的传统源自于维也纳，时至今日，每年一度的维也纳新年音乐会仍是世界最引人注目的年度音乐盛会。全球绝大部分电视台和电台都进行现场直播，听众数以千万。每年的维也纳新年音乐会的票都要提前几年预定，新年会的 CD 和录像资料的发行权都是各唱片公司争夺的焦点，因为它意味着崇高的声誉和丰厚的商业利润。Originating during a dark period of Austria's history, these concerts were initially conceived for a local audience as a reminder of better times and a source of hope for the future. Today, millions of people throughout the world are similarly encouraged by the light-hearted yet subtly profound character of this music and draw joy and optimism for the new year ahead. Now let's take a listen to Johann Strauss' Russischer March.
接下来呢，我们来欣赏约翰施特劳斯的俄罗斯进行曲。
接下来我们来介绍维也纳新年音乐会的发展。1847年12月31号，一场音乐会正在维也纳郊外的一个露天舞台举行。当时莱比锡的一家报纸描述到，指挥是一个卷发肤色黝黑的人，他的嘴角微向上翘，给人一种富有天才的印象。
他举起小提琴，随着琴头的摇动，明快流畅的音乐便从一个规模虽小但素质很高的乐队中飘荡出来。这个肤色黝黑类似摩尔人的指挥便是老约翰施特劳斯，辉煌的施特劳斯家族的创始者。当时他组织的一个乐队在全球巡演，声誉载道。这次音乐会一直进行到1848年新年的钟声敲响时，乐队演奏了维也纳著名作曲家约瑟夫·海顿的一首作品，作为对新年的庆祝。接着乐队演奏了施科泽的一首歌曲《跳吧，唱吧，无论我们是富裕还是贫穷》，开始持续演奏欢快的乐曲，之后是圆舞曲《波尔卡》。音乐会变成了盛大的舞会，整个场地就是舞场，听众跟随音乐翩翩起舞，精彩的作品则被要求加演两次、三次，甚至更多次。欢乐的舞会一直持续到天明。一个半世纪前的这场音乐会，就是现在维也纳新年音乐会的发展。
Okay, and now let's take a listen to another polka from Joseph Strauss, which is Sports Polka Schnell.
接下来呢，我们来欣赏运动员快速波尔卡。
With Niklas' departure in 1947, the orchestra nearly folded and was not very active until 1960. Then Carl Anton Eckert joins as conductor. He gives a series of four subscription concerts, and since then, the orchestra has given concerts continuously. From 1875 to 1898, Hans Richter was principal conductor, except for the season 1882 to 1883, when he was in dispute with orchestra committee. During Richter's tenure, the orchestra gave the premieres of the second and third symphonies of Johannes Bauhaus and the eighth symphony of Anton Bruckner. Gustav Mahler held the post from 1898 to 1901. And under his Baden, the orchestra played abroad for the first time at 1900 Paris World Exposition. Subsequent conductors were Felix von Gottner and also the other conductors all over the world. All right, now let's listen to Johann Strauss' Napoleon March.
接下来我们来欣赏约翰施特劳斯的《拿破仑进行曲》。
Thank you.
到约翰施特劳斯呢，就要提到约翰施特劳斯家族。欧洲的十九世纪被称为跳舞的世纪，当时老少施特劳斯被誉为圆舞曲之父和圆舞曲之王。那么演奏维也纳青年音乐会的交响乐团呢，便是维也纳爱乐乐团。爱乐乐团形成了演奏施特劳斯作品的传统，得益于当时一位施特劳斯作品的狂热拥护者，就是克莱门斯·克劳斯。1929年8月11号，他在奥地利萨尔茨堡指挥维也纳爱乐乐团举行了全部由施特劳斯家族作品组成的系列音乐会。由于音乐会巨大的成功，一直到1933年，他每年都举行类似的音乐会。当然，音乐会的作品除了小约翰施特劳斯的作品之外呢，还有其他家族别人的作品，这就是新年音乐会的雏形。And Johann Strauss, also known as fully Johann Baptist Strauss and Johann Strauss Jr. or Johann Strauss the youngest, was an Austrian composer of light music, particularly dance music and opera. He composed over 500 waltz, polkas, and also the other types of dance music, as well as several operas and a ballet. In his lifetime, he was known as the waltz king and was largely responsible for the popularity of the waltz in Vienna during the 19th century. Okay, and now let's take a listen to another orchestra from Joseph Strauss, which is Luxembourger Polka. 接下来呢，我们来欣赏约瑟夫·施特劳斯的拉克森堡波尔卡。Johann Strauss II, also known as fully Johann Baptist Strauss. Strauss was the son of Johann Strauss I, another composer of dance music. His father did not wish him to become a composer, but rather a banker. However, the son defied his father's wishes and went on to study music with the composer Joseph Dreschester and a violin with Anton Kallman.
The ballet repertoire of a Vienna concert opera, Strauss had two younger brothers, Joseph and Edward Strauss, who became composers of live music as well, although they were never as well known as their elder brother. Some of Johann Strauss' most famous works include Waltz of Blue Danube, Kaiser Walzer, and Tales from the Vienna Blues, the Trish and Twerk Polka, and also Pizzicato Polka among his operettas. Okay, now let's take a listen to part of the overture from Johann Strauss. Okay, and that was overture from Johann Strauss, and this is today's special edition for English Evening, and we wish you have a wonderful New Year. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法，企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判它非法。
瑞士一波路表为您准。